crawl up your back. The chemicals are mounting their attack. You let these things pile up in your brain. They start whispering.
Hi, folks. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I'm Iz, and this is Charlie.
Hi.
And you're listening to Visual Media, the hopefully regular show going forward.
We'll keep up next time.
That's true. We keep on having issues with scheduling, or then rescheduling, or then communication. So this is the first time that we've both been in the studio since December.
Yeah, I think end of December.
End of December.
Yeah, because it was right after exams.
Right after exams.
And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I think that was the last time I saw you before you left for break.
Yeah.
Yes. That makes sense. That's a long time ago. That is almost 2 months ago.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's been going on with you that you want to tell the public of the great city of Vancouver?
Not much. I made spring rolls and that was really fun.
Oh, you made them?
Yeah.
Did they turn out?
Oh, they're great.
What did you put in your spring rolls?
Ground pork, Chinese celery, carrots, soy sauce. Other things.
That sounds really good.
They're great.
God. I was gonna make, so I'm watching Twin Peaks, right? Because of the passing of the late great David Lynch. And so I've been wanting cherry pie. I've been looking up pie shops in the city. I can't find anywhere that sells cherry pie.
Really?
Yeah. Granted, I haven't been looking that hard.
You could probably also just make cherry pie.
That's what I'm getting to. I was going to make cherry pie, but I went to the grocery store. I went to No Frills. And first of all, I couldn't find shortening. Granted, I didn't look that hard because I don't know what it looks like. But also, pie filling was like $7 a can.
Yeah, pie filling's expensive.
And I needed three cans.
Cherries, like frozen cherries, and make the filling yourself.
That's true. That's true.
Because I don't think cherries are in season right now, so I don't think you're going to be able to find them.
Not fresh. I mean, fresh is going to be more expensive anyway. But anyway, lots of kitchen fun. But that's not what you're here for. You are here to listen to variety music, and we certainly have a variety of music today.
Yippee.
Yippee. Anyway, we're going to start out today with Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America. No, actually, I'm going to talk more.
Okay.
I was listening over the playlist of music that I was going to play on the radio today,
yeah,
on the way home from the grocery store today. And I was listening to this song, and I was thinking, you know what I should have bought when I was at the grocery store?
Peaches.
A can of peaches. We can't eat in the studio, but to eat after. But I didn't do that. So that's a mere fantasy. But you know it's not a fantasy. Me stopping yapping and listening to this song.
I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. Moving to the country, I'm gonna It took me a while to let it sink in.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Welcome back to Visual Media with Iz and Charlie, and Charlie's mic being on this time.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. We were talking about spring rolls.
Yes.
Charlie made spring rolls. That's most of what you missed.
Yeah.
In
and that Iz can make pie with frozen cherries instead of buying the canned ones.
That's true. Okay. You just heard some Presidents of the United States, some Pup, our favorite band to play on this station, apparently.
We do play Pup a lot.
I mean, they're releasing new music, and they're so
they
good,
are.
And they're Canadian.
Love and, Pup.
And then you heard David Bowie with Beauty and the Beast.
Which every time I see that, I always kept thinking we were playing Beauty and the Beat and a Beat by Justin Bieber.
No, we are not playing that song. Theoretically, I could play that song, but I'm not going to.
I support that.
It's not iHeartRadio in 2014. No hate to Justin Bieber, but this is not that station.
Yeah. It would be kind of funny with all the songs we normally play, though.
We could play it. Should we play it next time?
Maybe.
I'll have to see if there's curse words in that song.
That's true. I don't know if there
is. And again,
is.
They do play it on iHeartRadio, so yeah. There's a clean version somewhere. Anyway, up next, you're going to have three songs that don't go together, and it's a real variety show.
It today. Really is.
Three songs that don't go together. One of which you won't expect, unless you know me personally, in which case you are rolling your eyes, or in Charlie's case, laughing at me.
I really thought it was going to be the emo version of it.
The emo version of it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard the emo version
by
of it.
Could Will Get Better? No.
Tell me about this later.
Okay.
We can't, spoilers. Anyway, thank you for listening to Visual Media.
Reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man, or am I a muppet?
Am I a muppet?
If I'm a muppet, then I'm a very manly muppet. Am I a muppet, or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a muppet of a man.
A muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. Time for me to decide, am I a man, or am I a muppet?
Am I a muppet?
If I'm a muppet, well, I'm a very manly muppet.
Very manly muppet.
Am I a muppet,
muppet,
or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a muppet of a man.
Here I go again, I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand who I am.
I'm a muppet of a man.
I'm a very manly muppet.
Can't focus with this pounding in my head. Bury my mind, cause I wanna forget. Too many ghosts drowned in regret. My friends keep dying, there's no one left. All we all are, all
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me
wild. The Evelyn Salar Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Salar Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
Welcome back to Visual Media with Iz.
And Charlie.
Thank you. I thought maybe you weren't going to get that.
It's about a 50% chance you got there.
Anyway, you just heard Jules is Dead, Sinead O'Connor with a Nirvana cover, and Man or Muppet from the soundtrack of the hit film The Muppets 2013.
And Man or Muppet is what there is an emo version of it by Good Will Get Better, and they made like four other Muppet songs as emo versions.
Next show, we're going to play at least one of them.
Yes.
If we remember, which we will.
Maybe.
We will.
Okay.
I'm staring at Charlie very intently. Anyway, cut that movie. Sorry, I'm going to talk about The Muppets for a second. That movie came out in 2013. It was a big hit because it was like a rebranding of The Muppets, sort of. It's The Muppets are like a modern thing. It's 2013. We're going to do The Muppets again. They released it. It was a huge hit. 2 years later, 2015, they released Muppets Most Wanted. This was, I think, the third movie that I ever saw in the theater. It was the first Muppet movie I ever saw. It's so good. It's so good. It has Tina Fey as a Russian prison warden who's like in love with Kermit. There's an evil version of Kermit. The soundtrack is obviously killer because it's a Muppet movie, but it wasn't a critical hit, so they didn't make any more. They also, in the same year, created The Muppets, the television show. It's a sitcom on ABC, the American Broadcasting Channel. I don't know if that's what that stands for, but it is a broadcasting channel from America. But anyway, that ran for one season. It was like an office type of thing. It was like a mockumentary style where all the Muppets were working on like a talk show.
Oh.
It was a super weird concept, but it was really funny. But they canceled that too. And we still get Muppet content, but not as much. And I was thinking the other day that they should stop making Marvel movies, but they should redo every Marvel movie from the beginning in order with the Muppets. Like starting with Iron Man, all of it.
I think the main thing I remember from watching The Muppets with you is that this was right when we were watching a bunch of horror movies, too, and all of my Letterboxd reviews are just comparing the Muppet characters to horror movies.
Oh, yeah, because we watched The Muppets in last year, on Charlie's dorm bed, and then either right after or right before we watched the movie Martyrs.
Oh, it was before because I referenced it in my Letterboxd review.
Yeah, Charlie was doing like a comparative study between The Muppets 2013 and Martyrs, which is like a very, if you know what Martyrs is, you know what Martyrs is. Anyway, up next you have Wiles and Figrin Sam and our favorite June Henry.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Visual Media on CITR.
was I, this guy from online? I went to meet him at the Holiday Inn that night. Now I've heard stories of bad dates, and I spent 4 years with you.
I look to reconcile. Say I'm pretty enthused by your I've realized I don't think of you in terms of the goodness I miss. I just think about what I'd give up, the limbs that I'd sever to be with you again. And I don't think that it's a fair trade-off while I'm lobbing off fingers and toes. And you're sitting in some sort of stasis, not really caring if I stay or go. And I miss you more than I miss drinking that same kind of terrible warmth. The kind that always left me feeling so used up and sick by the morning. I miss you the way I miss bleeding and burning and feeling like dirt. I miss you like staying up all goddamn night, just shaking, inhaling that shirt. I miss you like the death of a dear friend that sent me scrambling back to you. Cause in the face of certain uncertainty, you provide me familiar doom.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Visual Media with Iz.
And Charlie.
You just heard... What did you just hear? You just heard Wiles with Half Blind, Figrin Sam with Time, and June Henry with Terrible Warmth off of the album Farewell Baby Days, 35 voice memos from 2019 to 2023.
Unrelated to this, I got a Lego tractor now.
You got a Lego tractor?
Yeah. I'm so excited. I love it.
Where did you get that? I didn't even know they sold those still.
I don't know. Miles found it for me. So yesterday I built a Lego tractor.
Oh my
god. It's like
god.
The most exhilarating thing of my life.
Was it like one of those John Deere collaboration things from like 2015?
It's just like a red tractor.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Like a big one?
It's like that big, maybe. It's nice. Not super massive, but not super tiny.
Mid-sized tractor.
Yes. Enough that you actually get to build it, which was really fun.
Nice.
I love Lego. Scotty said...
Not sponsored.
That you could get me a gift, any gift for a 10-year-old boy, and I'd be absolutely thrilled.
I mean, that makes sense. That's your personality.
Yeah. Like Hot Wheels, Lego.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
I've never heard you talk about Hot Wheels. But oh, yeah. I used to wear earrings in high school. There's more to that sentence. That were knockoff Halloween-themed tech decks that I got from Target. Decidedly not Canada. I used to wear them all the time. They had skeletons on them. They were tech decks. They were like full size too, and I always got so many comments on those. I love those. I bet I still have some of those in my mom's house in the United States that I could make earrings for Charlie.
Bring back the tech deck earrings.
Yeah. I still have them somewhere. I don't know where they are. They're not in Canada. Really got to push the fact that I'm American onto you for some reason today. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know what else to...
Dead air.
Tech decks. Yippee.
Okay. We have three more songs for you. And then you have another show that I will get back to you as to what that show is. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
technical difficulties, meaning I accidentally clicked the wrong thing. We're going to be just a second. Here we are.
We'll be right back. Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite. All available on Mixitroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in!
Machines, and you can't